Good morning. It's May 8th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. As the dust settles on recent geopolitical tensions, Bitcoin is catching the eyes of investors and analysts alike, hinting at a potential bull run that could redefine the crypto landscape. Amidst this backdrop, the cryptocurrency market is buzzing with activity, from significant investments by advisory firms to optimistic forecasts for altcoins like Dogecoin. Bitcoin's resilience is noteworthy, bouncing back from a slump attributed to Middle Eastern unrest. This recovery was bolstered by comments from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, downplaying the likelihood of interest rate hikes. Additionally, softer-than-expected jobs data has injected a dose of optimism into the market, setting the stage for what could be a promising year for crypto stocks such as Nvidia, Interactive Brokers, Coinbase, and Robinhood. In a significant move, Hightower Advisors has poured $68 million into six-spot Bitcoin ETFs, with a notable $44.8 million stake in Grayscale BTC. This investment marks a pivotal moment, reflecting a changing tide in how registered investment advisors, RIAs, view cryptocurrency investments. Initially hesitant, RIAs are now showing a growing interest in spot Bitcoin ETFs, a sentiment echoed by Hightower's substantial investment. Dogecoin, the meme-inspired cryptocurrency, is not to be overlooked. With 82.66% of Dogecoin wallets currently in the green, and analysts predicting a standout year for the coin, it's clear that Dogecoin's appeal is on the rise. Despite a slight decline in the last 24 hours, its recent 10% uptick over the past week underscores a bullish outlook that could see Dogecoin outperforming its peers. In summary, the cryptocurrency market is showing signs of a vibrant recovery and potential growth. From Bitcoin's comeback to Dogecoin's promising trajectory and the strategic moves by RIAs, the stage is set for an intriguing 2024 in the crypto world. In an era where digital security is paramount, the introduction of the world's first quantum-resistant blockchain testnet by QAN Platform marks a significant leap forward. This pioneering technology is not just a response to the theoretical threat of quantum computing, but a proactive measure against an imminent digital revolution. QAN Platform's breakthrough comes at a critical time. With the recent launch of IBM Condor, the second-largest quantum processor, in December 2023, the digital world is on the cusp of a quantum era. This shift underscores the urgent need for quantum-resistant technologies, as quantum computers have the potential to crack the cryptographic algorithms that underpin the internet, including those used by governments, banks, and blockchain networks. The testnet introduced by QAN Platform is compatible with the Ethereum Virtual Machine, EVM, enabling developers to write and test quantum-resistant smart contracts in any programming language. This flexibility is crucial for fostering innovation and ensuring a seamless transition to quantum-resistant platforms. By allowing developers to test their migration processes without risking actual user funds, QAN Platform is not only safeguarding current digital assets, but also paving the way for future-proof blockchain technologies. The move towards quantum-resistant technology is not isolated. Governments and large corporations, including Apple, are already preparing for the quantum age. The European Commission's Quantum Flagship Research Initiative and Apple's efforts to future-proof iMessages with post-quantum cryptography highlight the global recognition of the quantum threat and the collective effort to mitigate it. As the digital landscape evolves, the introduction of quantum-resistant blockchain technology by QAN Platform represents a crucial step in ensuring the security and integrity of digital transactions in the face of quantum computing advancements. This development not only highlights the importance of innovation in cybersecurity, but also signals a shift towards a more secure digital future. In a turn of events that underscores the ongoing battle against cybercrime and money laundering in the cryptocurrency space, Alexander Vinnik, the operator of the once prominent BTC-E exchange, has pleaded guilty to a series of charges. This case highlights the intricate web of financial transactions designed to obscure the origins of illicit funds on a global scale. Vinnik's operation of BTC-E from 2011 to 2017 facilitated a staggering $9 billion in transactions, serving over a million users without the necessary anti-money laundering, AML, or Know Your Customer, KYC, safeguards. This lack of regulation made BTC-E a haven for cyber criminals seeking to launder proceeds from a variety of illegal activities. The U.S. Department of the Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FINCEN, has taken decisive action, imposing a $110 million penalty on BTC-E and an additional $12 million against Vinnik personally for violating AML laws. Alexander Klimenka, another key figure in this operation, faces charges mirroring those of Vinnik, pointing to a broader network of individuals involved in these illicit activities. Despite the severity of the charges, Vinnik's legal team anticipates a plea agreement that could result in a prison sentence of less than 10 years. This case serves as a significant marker in the ongoing efforts to regulate and monitor cryptocurrency exchanges and combat the financing of global cybercrime. In a striking turn of events, the first quarter of 2025 has seen the crypto industry not just weathering the storm, but thriving, with venture capital funding soaring past the $2 billion mark, a clear signal of booming investor confidence. This remarkable 29% increase from the previous quarter comes at a time when economic indicators, such as rising inflation in the U.S., might suggest a more cautious approach to investment. Yet, the crypto sector is proving resilient and dynamic, drawing in substantial investments and interest. The surge in venture capital is not the only headline here. The number of deals struck in this period has jumped by over 50%, with a significant portion of these investments flowing into companies based in the U.S., Singapore, the U.K., Switzerland, and Hong Kong. This geographic diversity underscores the global appeal and potential of the crypto market. Moreover, valuations have nearly doubled from previous periods, a testament to the growing faith investors are placing in the future of crypto. Infrastructure and Web3 projects are the primary beneficiaries of this influx of capital, highlighting the industry's shift towards building a more robust and versatile foundation for the digital economy. Bitcoin's Layer 2 projects, spurred by the introduction of ordinals, have particularly captured investors' imagination, promising to expand Bitcoin's utility beyond a mere digital currency. Despite the volatility inherent in the crypto market, the introduction of over $4 billion in stablecoins in the last 30 days has injected a healthy dose of liquidity, contributing to a 2.5% growth in the total market cap of stablecoins. This movement is particularly noteworthy, as it indicates a strategic rotation by smart money investors from stablecoins into new tokens, a maneuver that suggests a keen eye for emerging opportunities within the market. The first quarter of 2025 stands as a testament to the resilience and potential of the crypto industry. With venture capital funding reaching new heights, a renewed interest in Bitcoin's capabilities, and strategic investor movements bolstering the market's liquidity, the sector's future looks promising. This period of growth reflects a robust confidence in the market, signaling a strong start to the year, despite the backdrop of economic uncertainty. In the run-up to the U.S. elections, a new survey uncovers that digital currency is not just a buzzword, but a significant electoral issue for more than 20% of voters in pivotal swing states. This finding comes from a comprehensive study conducted by the Digital Currency Group and the Blockchain Association, shedding light on the political weight of cryptocurrency in regions that could tip the scales in the upcoming electoral battles. The survey, which canvassed the opinions of over 1,200 registered voters across Michigan, Ohio, Montana, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Arizona, reveals a widespread belief that the current financial system is rigged in favor of the elites, with a staggering 80% of respondents citing a lack of transparency. Despite this disillusionment, there's a silver lining for the crypto industry, as nearly a third of those surveyed hold a positive view of digital currencies. Specifically, 14% of voters currently possess digital assets, with Montana leading in ownership rates. The appetite for more political discourse on digital currencies is palpable, with 40% of respondents desiring candidates to delve more into this topic. Furthermore, 30% of those surveyed indicated they would be more inclined to support a candidate who is open to and supportive of digital currencies. This sentiment is underscored by the call for regulations that safeguard consumers without hampering innovation, though skepticism remains in certain quarters, highlighted by legislative efforts led by figures such as Senator Elizabeth Warren. Amidst this political and financial landscape, Ripple CEO Brad Garlinghouse is championing a united front within the crypto community to back pro-crypto candidates, aiming to leverage this growing interest in digital currencies as a pivotal issue for the 2024 elections. This survey not only underscores the evolving role of crypto in the political arena, but also signals the potential influence digital currency advocates could wield in shaping future regulatory and economic policies. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.